produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Well, hello again, precious gems throughout Radio Land. This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls Ministry greeting you again today. Thank you for joining us as we continue to share about blooming where you're planted, thus fulfilling our destiny. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thanks to you all for giving me this opportunity to share God's precious pearls. Thanks again to my radio listeners for taking the time to join me on God's Precious Pearls Ministry. I pray you'll be blessed today. Let's pause to pray for a moment. Thank you, Lord, for today and the blessings upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for calling us and appointing us for your glory. Thank you for having prepared us, O God. Lord, you called us and you prepared us. You gave us your word and you've watched over us. Father, before our frame was formed, you appointed us for your glory. Please help us to walk in obedience to your will and calling for our lives. We thank you for favor, and we thank you for equipping us. I pray, Lord, for our radiant listeners, that they will be blessed and encouraged and inspired today. Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus that I pray. Thank you, Lord. Today, we'll continue to talk. We'll continue to share about blooming where you're planted. And today, we'll talk about being called and appointed for such a time as this. Ever so often, we've heard these two words. We've heard bloom where you're planted, and we've often heard we're called and appointed for such a time as this. We've heard this terminology over and over again. And it is important to know and understand the full meaning of this in order to accomplish its purpose. We have been equipped with divine wisdom in order to occupy and do what we've been called to do. God has prepared us. He has equipped us. He's provided all that we need to accomplish that which He's called us to do. We only need to be sensitive and follow His directions. Remember, God said in Psalm 139:16, "Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them." How amazing this is. When as yet there was none of them, we were not yet born. No days were there. You know, we were yet not yet formed. But God had a plan and purpose for us. This is amazing, isn't it? And how important it is to follow His plan and fulfill His plans for our lives. Why? For His glory. There are many women in history and throughout the Bible who have diligently fulfilled their calling amid difficult and what seem to be impossible situations. You know, we think of people like Mother Teresa, who went out into the slums to minister to the homeless and the destitute. And we've heard of many such people around the land today, many such organizations who are reaching out and helping people in dire situations. They're fulfilling their destiny. We think of Esther, who sought the presence of King Ahasuerus when she learned that Haman had plans to destroy her people. As she prepared to meet the king, she said, "If I perish, I perish." She was willing to die. She knew the protocol. She knew the dangers of approaching the king without being summoned. She had to be summoned before she went into him. And she was not. But she had in her mind, she prepared herself, and she purposed in her heart that it was important that she met with the king to thwart this plan that Haman had for her people. God gave her favor as she approached him. When he saw her, he extended his scepter to her. You know, that was favor. We also look at Ruth, whose destiny helper, her mother-in-law, Naomi, gave her instructions on approaching Boaz in order to fulfill her divine destiny in the midst of her adversities. There are many recorded in history, but, you know, we will look also at Bathsheba, the mother of King David. There are protocols, as I said before, in approaching the king in those days. And that is in the case, this was in the case of Esther as well. You never go in uninvited. This could mean your life. And today, even in royal circles, it's the same. There are protocols. Protocols to follow. Divine order. There was a divine plan in order to be followed. Solomon, David's son, was to succeed King David on his passing. But here came the destiny thief, Adonijah, who decided to make himself the succeeding king. This was not God's plan, and King David did not plan this. Adonijah decided to take this upon himself, to overthrow his brother King David. Here, God's plan in the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ would have been interrupted. We see the genealogy outlined in Matthew chapter 1. Remember, God said that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb, Jeremiah 1 verse 5. It is important to know the plan God has for us. And as we seek him in prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will be sensitive to his leading and direction. We will know without a shadow of a doubt. We will know within our heart. I often think of my life and its purpose, and sometimes become very concerned regarding fulfilling my destiny. I always do my little checklist, and try to follow carefully and just be sensitive to how the Holy Spirit is leading me. We all have a purpose on this earth, and it's important that we fulfill that purpose to the best of our ability. As much as possible, I seek the Lord in prayer and pay careful attention to how he's leading me. I try to be sensitive as I allow peace to be my guide. One good thing that we should try to do also is to live a very, very peaceful life. As we live this very peaceful life, our spirit man remains quiet and very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then we can flow easily with the flow of the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us. Scripture tells us, "For you shall go out with joy and be led out in with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." Isaiah 55:12. You see, all around us will be joy. You know, all the mountains and the hills shall break forth with singing. These mountains will be removed that God's will and purposes can be accomplished. We will not, yes, you may face mountains as you go along, but they will remove, and there will be joy and peace. There will be singing, there will be rejoicing, there will be favor. People will come to you and surround you with love and with favor and with prayer. There will be joy and peace and excitement all around us as we are led. But if it's not God's will, we will know. We will face roadblocks. We will face disappointments. We will face setbacks. So we must learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. As I said, yes, there are also obstacles as the enemy tries to derail God's plans for our lives. But God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He says in Isaiah 45, verse 2, "I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars in iron." God will make the impossibilities possible. What seems impossible and difficult, you know, he will break the difficult places, the closed doors and gates. He will remove every obstacle. Every obstacle will be removed. His doors that were closed will be opened, and the open doors that were not of him will be closed. God will guide us through dreams, even as he did Joseph, who became the prime minister of Egypt, and how he led Mary and Joseph after the birth of Jesus because of Pharaoh's threat on his life. You know, God, as we know, appeared to Mary and Joseph and instructed them to take the baby to Egypt, because Pharaoh, they sought to kill his life. And then after Pharaoh died, he told them that it was okay to go back to their homeland. With my friend's permission, I share the testimony of my precious sister and my prayer partner, precious, anointed, and humble servant of the Lord, Sister Tobin Phillips. My sister is the founder and executive director of Vinecrest College in Lagos, Nigeria. God called and appointed and anointed her to establish this place of learning for his beloved children. He had a plan and purpose for that generation, and he chose this humble and loving and caring anointed woman of God, his servant, to carry out his purpose. The enemy had plans to ruin God's plan in the establishment of the school, but in a dream, the Lord showed me the miscarriage of this baby in its inception. As he was making plans to build the school, there were many, many interruptions, but prayer sustained her and kept her. In the dream, she came to me and she said, "My sister, I have aborted the baby." I said, "No, come, show me the baby." And I saw this little fetus, formed, but not fully developed, in the commode. And I said to her, "Come, let's rescue this baby." And we rescued the baby, wrapped it up, and placed it in an incubator. We knew God will take care of it. We covered this dream in prayer. Again, in another dream that was given to me regarding the opposition and interruption as the process of development continued, God intervened through prayer. He will not hide anything from his servants. My sister did not lose heart. Through constant and persistent prayers with diligence and humbling herself to Almighty God, she is blooming where she is planted to God's glory. He is making up his jewels, and he will protect us. He will be a shield around us regarding his plans for our lives, for his glory. Today, through prayers, Vinecrest College in Lagos, Nigeria, under the leadership of my sister, Towin Phillips, founder and executive director, this college is growing successfully under the leadership and protection of God Almighty, because he has a plan and purpose for her, for his glory. And this school is continually covered in prayers, and so is she. God will continue to bless it, because he said in his word, in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You see, as we continue to trust him, continue to rest on him, continue to depend on him for leading and guidance and direction, he will watch over us. He will be a shield round about us. He will be our buckler. He will protect us in our coming and going. And he hovers over us. And I know by God's grace, he will continue to over my sister as she governs the school. And he will also cover and protect Vinecrest College. We give God thanks for this. Sometimes our plans are not God's plans, but he tells us that his ways and thoughts towards us are higher than our ways and our thoughts. To do God's will is to follow him, to love him, and to obey him. This enables us to live a fruitful and productive life as we're anchored in him. You see, we know that Jesus is a vine and we are the branches. And if we're not anchored in him, we will not progress. We will not be successful and we will not be fruitful. You know, I think about just recently, I planted a pumpkin and I was so delighted. I was so happy that my pumpkin was finally bearing fruits. There were many, many pumpkins on this vine. But unfortunately, the vine was snapped. As my gardener took care of the property, he accidentally cut the vine. Well, what happens to my pumpkin? Oh, that's the end of it. No more blooms on the vine because it was cut. My pumpkin has been aborted because it was cut from the vine. You know, no life. So in order to be productive, we must stay on the vine. We must remain on the vine, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow his precious blood to flow through us and to nourish us and to equip us for his glory. He is so wonderful. We just give him thanks today. And I purpose with all my heart, with all my being, to remain anchored in him, that I will be fruitful and productive. And I pray the same for you too, my listening friends. Yes, we may make mistakes, we're derailed, but as long as we trust in our merciful God, he will get us back on course. And as we seek him in repentance and seek his direction, he will lead us and guide us in all truth. Many of us have suffered derailments. Many times, or destiny, you know, they're destiny thieves, but God is more is able to put us back on course as we purpose in our lives to bring Him glory by blooming where we're planted. This is our goal. This is our desire. We see here in the case of King Solomon and his destiny thief Adonijah, who falsely made himself king. Solomon's mother diligently and carefully under the direction of the prophet Nathan, who informed her of Adonijah's plan. You see, the Lord will show us. He will not hide anything from His servant. We see this account in 1 Kings chapters 1 and 2. The prophet Nathan told Solomon's mother Bathsheba in 1 Kings chapter 1, 12 to 14, "Come, please let me now give you advice that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go immediately to the king and say to him, 'Did you not say, O Lord, King, swear to your maidservant, saying, assuredly, your son Solomon shall reign after me. Why then has this Adonijah become king?'" Not only would she have to go alone, Nathan the prophet promised her that he would go in immediately after her to confirm everything she had told the king. You see, the Lord will never leave us alone. He will always be there with us. King David intervened, and Solomon was made king. As I said before, the dynasty of our Lord Jesus Christ would have been interrupted. The life of King Solomon and his mother Bathsheba would also be in danger under the reign of Adonijah. This was not God's plan. This was the enemy's plan. His plan is to derail us and to prevent us from being fruitful and productive by blooming where we are planted. We must therefore pay careful attention and remain in prayer for the fulfillment of God's plan for our lives. I pray that we will always, always be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Seek the Lord and know in your heart. You will know. It will be so resident in your spirit. You will know without a shadow of a doubt what the Lord is calling you to do. It will take a lot of preparation on our part, but the Lord Himself has equipped us. But we have to do our homework. We have to prepare and we have to study to show ourselves approved. You know, as the Lord calls us, we occupy. We take all the resources that's laid before us, all the people, the destiny helpers that has been placed in our path. Embrace them, cherish them, give God thanks for them, appreciate them. And be also mindful of the destiny thieves. Be mindful of distractions and allow peace to be your guide. Also, as we remain in the Word of God and as we remain anchored in Him, this is so very important. And most of all, remaining in peace, remain focused and seek God's will. What we don't know, He will show us. He will teach us and He will instruct us in the way that we should go. I pray that these thoughts and these words of inspiration will encourage you and inspire you today concerning God's plan and purpose for your lives. I pray that this will cause you, because it has caused me to think. I think every day about God's plan for my life and try to order my life according to His will. I try so hard not to waste time, but to remain occupied and be accountable to Him. And prepare myself as I go along. I also pray that we will take note, as I said, of our destiny helpers. Because, you know, in mysterious ways, God brings people into our lives. It may seem strange sometimes, seem what we may call a coincidence. But God brings, in His mysterious ways, He brings people in our lives to help us along the way, our destiny helpers. And I'll emphasize again, be very, very careful. Be mindful of the destiny helpers and be not be distracted by them in any way, shape, or form. I pray Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 over all of us, including myself, that we will trust in the Lord with all our heart and we will lean not onto our own understanding. In all our ways, we will acknowledge the Lord and He will direct our paths. You know, the Lord gave me these words, as I told you many years ago, when I found myself off course. And these words jumped off the pages of the hymnal that I had at the time. And They ministered to me. They were made bold before my eyes. And I embrace these words. And I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust him, to depend completely on him. He will make the path straight for us. He will remove the mountains. He will remove the ancient doors, the doors that are closed that we should go through. He will remove them. He will open them wide for us to go through. He will usher us through those, what seems to be hard doors. He will take us through. So today, if you're out there and you're listening to me and you said, oh, I don't know what God has called me to do, seek the Lord. As you ask him, he will show you. He will direct you. He will help you. So seek him, because we all, every single one of us who were born on this earth have a plan and purpose. And I tell you, it's a frightening thing at the very last day when we stand before God Almighty and we cannot lay before him the crowns and that's due to him. If we cannot present to him, it would be a terrible thing to hear him say to me, depart from me, I never knew you. It would be an absolutely frightening thing. I dread that. So I tried so desperately hard to be in God's will. And you know, many of us, we are mothers, we are wives, we have a profession, some of us are retired, but being retired does not stop us. There's still things to be done in our retirement years. The Word of God tells us that the older women are to teach the younger women. So what we have learned along the course of time, come on, mamas, nanas, I am now Nana. Let's bloom where we're planted. Let's teach the younger ones. Where we have slipped up, where we did not do what we had to do with our own children, let's pick up with the grandbabies and instruct them in the way of the Lord. Let's help to raise this new generation. Let's just love on them and let them know the mighty God we serve. Over the years, so much has been given to us, so much has been entrusted to us, so much has been imparted to us, even by the older women that have gone on before. I think about my mother, a wise, wise woman, who I know she bloomed where she was planted. She instructed so many things to me, and I still cherish those blessings today. And I diligently pass them on to my daughter, and I see my daughter blooming where she's planted. So I encourage you, you mamas and you nanas, bloom where you're planted. Pass on what God has taught you over the years to the younger generation. This is our time to bloom even more, even so much more. Beautiful flowers, beautiful fruits. So let's pass them on. I pray a blessing upon everyone today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May you be watered daily in prayer and in God's word. May you shine like the sun, bright and brilliant and glorious, to the glory and honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we glorify him all our days. May we produce beautiful fruits for every season. May we produce beautiful flowers that will adorn the beauty of his land and just glorify him and bless his people. Let's bloom where we're planted. Blessings to you all. May the Lord continue to bless and keep you. Until next time, goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.